Honorable committee members, I speak today about discrimination against women in labor relations in Belarus. Fundamental violation persists, making the system deeply defective. In 2022, the government forcibly liquidated all independent trade unions, leaving women workers without representation in policymaking, legislation, courts and workplaces in the form of tripartite dialogue and collective bargaining. Today, 6 women trade unions activists remain imprisoned and 10 have been released after serving their sentences, but again non-exonerated for years. For over 20 years, Belarus has ignored the ILO recommendations on freedom of association, resulting in the application of Article 33, the ILO most severe measure. Yet, the government refuses to cooperate. State-controlled Federation of Belarusian Trade Unions serve the government, not workers. They support state-ruled repressions and organize so-called presidential elections, remaining silent on discrimination against women. My core point today is forced women labor. Imprisoned women face forced labor, a modern form of state-organized slavery, without no rights to refuse. Those who resist face solitary confinement, harsher prison regimes, or new sentences up to 1 year. I cite the statement of the victim. If a woman refuses to work before being placed in solitary confinement, she will put in a cage of shame, a metal structure barely a meter wide, stand it outside in all weather condition for at least 4 hours. Work condition violates international labor standards. Wages virtually no exist, safety regulations and protective requirements are disregarded. Political prisoners subjected to disregarding tasks, yellow identification tags and lack on incentives. Honorable committee members, discrimination against women in Belarus is systematic and severe. On behalf of the BKDP, I urge you to pressure the government to engage with the United Nations and the International Labour Organization, especially under the mechanism of Article 33, implement systematic reform and release and exonerate women political prisoners and prisoners of conscience. Thank you.